Thanks very much.
Deb, you've been nominated as a local sporting hero for all the work that you do at the Northwest Thunder. Can you tell us a little bit about your role? Because I know it's mixed and varied.
Very mixed and varied. And, I started off in 2011 as the administration officer for Northwest Thunder, and just doing the general mundane admin-type work. But as the years go by, things have developed into a bit more of a business-like work.
Yeah, and I guess that puts a bit of pressure on everybody, because these days, watching the coins and the dollars and all that sort of thing, it's just so strict. You've got to be so careful how you spend these days. So you're part of sort of trying to make sure that that ends meet too.
Correct. And without our sponsors, our local sponsors, there's no way this organisation could function. And it's our sponsors that and our supporters that keep us all going. It's a good organisation, and they're good people that work in it.
So did you have any association with basketball back when you first started, that you got involved, or was just something that you wanted to do? Tell us about that.
Well, when I was youngster, I grew up on King Island, mm-hmm. and I started playing basketball on King Island. And then I moved to Tassie with my parents, to look after my parents, because aged parents, they start aging on you. And I met up with the famous Robert Burke.
Yes.
With the Ulverston Basketball Association. And I had a daughter at that time, and she got involved in the junior program. And then Robert asked me if I'd start up what back then days it was called. It's now called Aussie Hoops, and I can't remember what it was called back in those days. And started that program up, and just worked my way up through basketball with coaching, refereeing, and that type of thing. And then somewhere along the line, I sort of dropped off out of basketball for a bit. And then Adrian Mansfield, who was vice chairman of the Thunder at the time, in 2011, asked me if I'd be interested in coming on board to Thunder as a admin person. I said, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know Adrian Mansfield, play cricket with him at Devonport, and he's a lovely guy. Is he still with the Central Coast Council?
No, he now works with the new childcare centre that's out at East Glen Drive. I can't remember what that's even called.
So over and above everything, Deb, what's the most that you get out of being involved with the Thunder? And I said you know that your sponsors are the ones that keep the whole place afloat, but you personally, what do you get out of being involved with basketball and the Northwest Thunder?
Well, I'm keen that this program runs well. So the simple fact is, our juniors that are coming up through the ranks need to go somewhere and have something to look forward to and somewhere to further their basketball. Now that Jack Jumpers have come on board and now in NBL 1 is aligned with NBL, there's that stepping stone now for the juniors. And I've got one particular young grandson that's a very keen basketballer, and hopefully he may come along somewhere along the line and play for Thunder and go further on, if that's his aspiration.
And you'll watch on with pride. You may still be involved.
Probably.
That's terrific. Well, look, congratulations on being nominated as the you go into our nomination pool for the local sporting hero. So, congratulations on that. It's great to have you recognised for all the hard work that you do. And thanks very much for picking up the phone and having a bit of a chat to us today.
That's fine, Michael. And thanks to the person whoever nominated me. That was lovely of them.